Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Hi, Charity. I just received a package of your Revanish serum, fortifying serum. I don't recall ordering it, and I'd like to return it and make sure that you don't mistakenly have me on some subscription here where you're charging my credit card. I don't even know how much you charged me for this, but I didn't want it.
All right, yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code to see if you have an account with us?
Sure, 19951.
All right, and may I have your first and last name?
Sure, Mary. And my last name is Heath, Heath.
All right, yes, ma'am. And I do have an account with that first and last name. Could you just verify the shipping address?
27458 Covered Bridge Trail in Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
All right. Just give me one moment, please.
Sure.
All right. So, I did just look at the account and I do see here we have Revanche Skin Care and Serum. It was ordered during a pay shipping and handling on the 7th of April. And so also in the terms and conditions before placing the order, it puts your account on a 14-day trial, which is 4 days shipping and a 10-day trial. What you have to do is call in and cancel that trial at this number so you could keep the product at shipping and handling costs. If it's not canceled, it'll then bill you for the original amount of what the product is, as well as set it as a recurring charge for you to be billed and receive the product monthly.
Well, that wasn't clear to me at all, and I do not want the product. How much exactly did you charge me for that?
All right, so
And
it would
I'm not
be
talking about you personally. You're probably a good person. I'm talking about your company.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. So, that the original cost of that is $85.90 and $94.90.
No, 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 no. I will send your product back. And I want a refund.
Let me see here. All right, and may I ask, did you get a chance to try the product out?
No.
All right, yes, ma'am.
I have not touched this envelope except to open it right now. I want to return it. It's fair if I return it. If I haven't opened it, I'll send it back to you. But I want a full refund and my account canceled.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So those charges, it will be a valid charge considering it's stated in the terms and conditions. I can do a 35% discount off any future orders.
I don't want any future orders. Please listen to me clearly. I didn't want this one. I want a full refund.
Give me one moment, please. All right, give me one more moment. All right. So those charges, they would be valid charges. I also can do a 50% discount off any future orders.
No, I don't want any future orders. I didn't want this one. Could you repeat that back to me since I've said it several times to you? Could you repeat that back so I know that you're hearing me?
All right.
I do not want a discount on future orders. I did not want this one. I'm willing to return it, but I want a full refund.
All right, yes, ma'am. We don't accept products back at this time. And so, all right, I could go ahead and get this account canceled. So you
That's
would
a
not be
great
billed
idea.
anything else?
cancel it, but I want a refund. I don't want to spend $90 for some little vial of magical potion that I didn't want.
All right, yes, ma'am. And I did give this account cancel, but as I did say, those would be valid charges.
What account did you charge? What do you have as my credit card account?
I only have access to the last four digits. And
that's
so,
fine.
All right, let me see. Give me one moment. Well, I see the first six and the last four.
All right.
All right, so the first six I'm seeing is 552433. Last four is 424-4242.
All right, I'll take it up with the credit card company. And can you send me something, like an email or something, that confirms that my account is canceled?
Yes, ma'am, I'll give you a cancellation code. If you give me one moment, I can do a 35% refund.
That's good.
Okay.
Unless you can do 100% refund.
All right.
Would you personally like to have about $90 taken out of your credit card?
No, ma'am. I would be very upset. So that'll be $55.84 from the $85.90, and from the other charges, it'll be $61.69 back into your account.
That's a start. We'll start there. Thank you for that.
All right.
But for the record, I'm not accepting that I'm giving up on that because it's still a lot of money out of my account. Are you authorized or is your supervisor authorized to give 100% refund? And if so, what do I have to do to get that?
All right, let me see. Yes, sir, I'm authorized. I can give you a full refund. Let me see if my customer's code, not customer's, employee's code to go through there. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
All right. And so that confirmation code is 42712.
42712 is the cancellation confirmation code?
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can help with today?
Can you email me that or put it in writing somehow?
We give it verbally because we don't have access to a private email from the customer.
If I gave you my private email, could you give me that? Send me that?
No, ma'am, because I am customer support. I won't be able to send anything.
Okay. And so you're going to give me, what about the 100% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you say about that?
It should take 3 to 5 business days.
And you're going to give me 100% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And your name?
Charity.
Charity. Oh, that's right. You told me that. Thank you, Charity. I appreciate your help.
You're okay. Welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.